This is week one, day two, the Firm Foundation class, 13-week discipleship course, Understanding Salvation. Romans 10:13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Receiving Jesus as your Lord means placing your faith in Him. Faith does not just believe facts about Jesus. It places confidence in Him. We have to surrender our lives totally to Him. This means turning our lives over to Him, believing that He is the answer for all of our problems. We have to begin to trust in the Lord. Now, to receive Jesus as Lord and to be saved, there are certain steps you must take. Most importantly of all, admit that you're a sinner and repent and turn from your sins. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins will be blotted out." Number two, then you need to place your faith in Jesus, believing that He died for your sins. Ephesians 2:8 says, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God." You are saved by God's grace, which means that it's His power that saves you, not anything you can do in your own strength. But you receive that grace and salvation through faith, which means trusting that Jesus' death really did pay off the sin debt that you owed. Lastly, you must surrender to Jesus as Lord and give Him control of your life. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart through prayer. In Revelations 3:20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And Luke 9:23 says that surrendering to Jesus as Lord means that we have to deny ourselves. Surrendering to Jesus is not just saying that He is Lord. It is like riding in a car and letting someone else take over the steering wheel. Surrender means allowing Jesus to lead you where He sees fit, trusting that He knows what is best for your life. Today, as you talk with God, ask Him to show you areas of your life that you need to surrender to His control. This will be a lifelong process where God continually shows you different things that He wants to change. But ask Him where He wants you to begin and commit yourself to be obedient to whatever He reveals to you. Jesus is the Waymaker.